This is the ColoradoHockey.com podcast, number 000, because we haven't even started yet. It's still preseason. And with that, this is just a random update. So as usual, when you hear this sound, that means we're moving on to something else. And we just moved on to something else. Okay, so let's start with this. Let's say that you are pissed off because there was a review that didn't go your way and you want to know what the hell. Well, you can definitely check this out. It turns out there is a blog for the NHL Situation Room at the NHL.com website. So check that out. And next time you're freaked out about something, go read it up there and then rip your hair out over whatever it is you don't agree with. Okay, so next up is how to watch Avs games. Now, this sounds like a silly thing, right? But let's say you don't have cable. And if you do have cable, that's great. Watch most of the games there. You won't get them all. You're going to get quite a few. And you can catch them on altitude. Sometimes they're on ESPN. Every now and then they're on CBS, depending on what they think is a rivalry. I don't know. Either way, you can, in fact, watch games with cable. And if you pay for cable, you might as well get your money's worth out of that. But there's people who don't, like me. And all I would really have cable for is to watch hockey games. So why wouldn't I spend money on a streaming service? Well, it turns out that you could get the NHL Game Center, but that's going to get you every other game in the league except for yours. Every now and then you're going to see one of your team's games depending on the TV rights, but more often than not, you're going to get blacked out. So spend all your money, don't watch your favorite team. Sounds great, NHL. Good job there. And there is one more option, and I may or may not be doing this, but there's a thing called Hockey Streams where you pay $110 and they give you pretty much every hockey game that is on TV everywhere in every league, AHL, the minors, the Olympics, Quebec Junior Majors. Pretty much every hockey game that is televised will show up on this service and you can watch it all for $110. And that's high definition, that's mobile, it'll accommodate low streaming broadband. It's just the way to go, in my opinion. So look in the show notes for a link to this and enjoy it. You can thank me later. So while many preseason games are in fact on hockey streams right now, the Colorado Avalanche games are not because they are not televised. So I have yet to see the Avalanche play a 3-on-3 yet, the mandatory overtime in the preseason. From what I hear, it's an exciting thing, and I have to imagine that anytime you put somebody like McKinnon and Barry and Duchesne or any combination of any of our young skill players, our core players, it's going to be exciting. For me, I get it. It's a gimmick, and so is the shootout. Give me both. I'd much rather have that 3-on-3 first and then give me the shootout, and then we can all go home. I have to think that this is going to become a thing if it's not already. I'm not even entirely sure that it's not actually officially going to happen, but it should if it isn't. Somebody can correct me on that. Go ahead. Get me on Twitter. Okay, so the last thing is the Colorado hockey shirt at avsfam.com. Avsfam sponsors the show because Avsfam pretty much is the show. Anyways, you can go to Avsfam, avsfam.com, and pick up the Colorado hockey shirt, which is super awesome. But wait, it's not just a shirt. You can also get the hoodie. You could double up. You could be cold wearing Colorado hockey, and then you could be warm still wearing Colorado hockey. And if you want, you could get a tattoo under that, and you could triple it up. It's totally up to you. But either way, if you want the shirt or the hoodie, you should go check it out at avsfam.com, avsfam.com, and stay awesome.